It was perhaps the most surreal scandal in the history of the American presidency. Bill Clinton's denial was uncategorical.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
A special prosecutor was probing whether Clinton had broken the law to cover up an affair with a White House intern. Many doubted he could survive the controversy. By a twist of timing, Clinton was due to give the annual State of the Union speech. His performance started to turn public opinion around.
We have moved past the sterile debate between those who say government is the enemy and those who say government is the answer. My fellow Americans, we have found a third way. We have the smallest government in 35 years, but a more progressive one. We have a smaller government, but a stronger nation. Americans in this chamber and across our nation have pursued a new strategy for prosperity, fiscal discipline to cut interest rates and spur growth, investments in education and skills and science and technology and transportation to prepare our people for the new economy, new markets for American products and American workers. When I took office, the deficit for 1998 was projected to be $357 billion and heading higher. This year, our deficit is projected to be $10 billion and heading lower. For three decades, six presidents have come before you to warn of the damage deficits pose to our nation. Tonight, I come before you to announce that the federal deficit, once so incomprehensibly large that it had 11 zeros, will be simply zero. I will submit to Congress for 1999 the first balanced budget in 30 years. Thank you. And if we hold fast to fiscal discipline, we may balance the budget this year, 4 years ahead of schedule. Here's the really good news. If we maintain our resolve, we will produce balanced budgets as far as the eye can see. We must not go back to unwise spending or untargeted tax cuts that risk reopening the deficit. But whether the issue is tax cuts or spending, I ask all of you to meet this test. Approve only those priorities that can actually be accomplished without adding a dime to the deficit. Now, if we balance the budget for next year, it is projected that we'll then have a sizable surplus in the years that immediately follow. What should we do with this projected surplus? I have a simple four-word answer. Save Social Security first. Thank you. I want to say to all Americans watching tonight, whether you're 70 or 50, or whether you just started paying into the system, Social Security will be there when you need it. Let us make this commitment. Social Security first. Let's do that together.
Even in the middle of the scandal, the bully pulpit was powerful enough to dominate economic policy. 7 months later, Clinton admitted he had lied, but denied breaking the law. He was impeached by the House of Representatives, but found not guilty by the Senate, and served out the rest of his term as president.